Question then. The Rogue Unit saga, as it's come to be known, in essence, as it was week after week published in the Sunday Times, it was bogus, wasn't it? At its core.
No. I'm not here to, as I said, as not being the lead writer, not representing the newspaper. The newspaper has apologized for mistakes that were made, and I'm not here to get into all of that detail, okay?
But when you say but, no, but, what do you mean by that?
But I'm saying that when Judge Frank Kroon stood up and said, I found evidence of wrongful acts committed, I can't consider that completely bogus. When Johan van der Walt, who stands by his report, even though the conclusions and the findings were withdrawn, but the findings in the body of the report, which we reviewed something like 860,000 emails and all the rest of it, found serious conflicts of interest in some of the SARS officials, and he found some possibly criminal acts like planting bugging devices in the offices of Vusi Pikoli during massive high-profile investigations into Jackie Celebi and Jacob Zuma because the people who planted them there wanted to be kingmakers. That's a pretty rogue act. So,
Jack, I want you to respond there, because if what Stefan is saying is accurate, then an important plank in your book must be kicked out.
You know, when they, for example, wrote the story about the fact that the Rogue Unit has spied on Jacob Zuma, that story was accompanied by a photograph of Johan van Lochrenberg. Johan van Lochrenberg only became the head of the unit in 2007. When did the bugging take place?
As I said, I'm not getting into details
The bugging took place in 2002.
In fact, the
2005
fact,
and 2006. You mentioned it.
It
was
complete
nonsense.
The bugging of Vusi Pikoli.
Taxman's Rogue Unit ran brothel. An article you wrote on the 9th of November 2014.
Can we just get back to the bugging?
Yes.
The bugging was of Vusi Pikoli's office and the NPA's.
What I'm saying is your article was wrong. It had nothing to do with Johan van Lochrenberg. You put his photograph on the front page with a story.
With the story of running a brothel?
No, the story with spying on the president as well. I want to ask you, was there a brothel?
There was a memo.
An internal memo
of a SARS official saying he was pissed off that he was at what he called a brothel, and one of his colleagues got into a fight about having to pay for prostitutes, which was in 2007. Now, as we all know, brothels can be run and shut down in 3 days. I wrote a story exposing a brothel the day after I did it, and that was Makosini & Korsi's brothel.
Stefan,
there was a brothel? No.
So why do you write it?
Because there was a memo of somebody else.
By one disgruntled person called Michael Piecha.
He didn't write the memo, no.
By one disgruntled member.
A disgruntled member. Well,
you,
I don't
know, you
know if he was
disgruntled. You know, Stefan, I had a meeting with you in February. We sat together in Rosebank, in Parkers. We had coffee. You then said to me that at the time of the SARS Rogue Unit stories, you were going through terrible personal problems. And that you would wake up on a Sunday morning and you would not recognize your name on a story. Do you remember telling me that?
I remember mentioning I went through some terrible personal problems, but they're not the issues that I'd like to raise here.
And that you couldn't remember your name on a story?
Yeah, I may have said that.
Okay.
What is the implication of that journalistically, Jacques?
I think it is absolutely outrageous for a journalist to say that my name is on a story, but I'm actually not taking any responsibility for it. And to say that you were not the lead writer. You shared the byline. You shared the glory at the time.
Stefan, your final response to that?
My response to that is that I would have liked to have done things differently. I would have liked to include more context. I would have liked to include more rigor in the way that I wrote the stories. And I didn't do that, and I take responsibility for not insisting on more context and more rigor at the time. And as I said to you...
But let's be precise, Stefan. Problems. I'm sorry, the would-be lawyer in me wants more precision. When you say you'd have liked more rigor, which specific factual claims in the narrative of the Rogue Unit are you not able, as you sit here and look at me, to say, I verified that as fact?
I wasn't able to spend enough time interrogating the sources, interrogating their motives.
Sources about which claims? The brothel?
The brothel was based on a memo.
So for all we know, there could be no brothel as we sit here.
Correct.
How can you not
be embarrassed? There was a reference to it in a memo.
How can that not impugn the integrity of you and your colleagues?
We wrote a story based on a memo that said there's a complaint about a brothel. Any journalist who received a memo like that would have said, this is a great story.
And a brilliant journalist will go a step further and triangulate.
Correct.
You didn't.
I didn't, and that's a mistake.
Okay, let's leave it there.